I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. It may have already happened, but if not, it's not going to be long before that much-heralded hummingbird starts to return to the Mountain State. We'll talk a little more about these amazing creatures coming up in just a moment.
Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three.
Hi, I'm Rich Goose Gossage. As a former Major League relief pitcher, I've had my share of great saves. But none were as important as the saves I've made here. As an outdoor enthusiast and life member of the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation, I'm helping to protect and enhance millions of acres of wildlife habitat across North America. And you can too.
Be the future of elk country. Visit elkfoundation.org or call 1-800-CALL-ELK.
Among the favorites of the spring and summertime birds that inhabit West Virginia, the hummingbird has to be the favorite. Rob Tallman at the DNR's Elkins Operations Center tells us West Virginia is a haven for these tiny critters.
Not only do they migrate through, but they nest here. And then West Virginia has, as with most species, because our state is mostly forested and our urban development is much less than the surrounding areas, we have a good population that nest here.
Now, that migration is an amazing journey, especially when you consider the size of these birds that would literally fit inside your balled-up fist.
They're a neotropical migrant. They winter in South America, Central America, actually fly. The ruby-throated hummingbird, which is the species we have in the east, flies across the Gulf as it migrates the Gulf. And then, like I said, they usually show up in the state about the middle of April.
And they are among the most amazing flyers you will see, with speed and maneuverability in the air matched only by those in the insect world.
They're actually different. They move in a figure-eight shape, and they can fly forward, backwards, up, down, you know, all around, and very, very maneuverable because of that.
Given that dramatic flight pattern, many want to attract these tiny creatures near enough to get a picture or just to sit for hours and watch in amazement as they move about. Tallman tells us there are specific ways to attract a hummingbird.
All you really need is a feeder that has some red on it. That's kind of what they're attracted to, is red and orange colors. And to make the solution is just one part sugar to four parts water. There's really no need to put any food coloring or anything in it as long as there's some red on the feeder. It's important to change that out, especially later in the summer. When it's hot, that solution can ferment, and it's not good for the birds. So if they're not eating it up quick, change it out, every other day or so. But really, just one part sugar to four parts water, and that will do it.
And why is red so important?
Replicates the natural nectar in a lot of the flowers. It gives them, the sugar is a source of carbohydrate, and it gives them now. A lot of people think that hummingbirds, survive on that, but in fact they actually eat a lot of insects as well, and that's how they provide the protein in their diet, especially when they have young ones or they're laying eggs.
I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.